You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. Just after 9 o'clock, it is time for Live in the Devil's Lair. Presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, four locations, Sun Prairie, Manoan Drive, Livingston Street, and Johnson Street. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com. And Rocker, I'm super excited about tonight's Devil's Lair guest.
Jimmy, former Wall of Funk and Four Aspirin Morning guitarist Jay Marsden has consistently been one of Madison's most underrated guitarists, with plenty of technical skill, a great sense of melody, and most importantly, a surplus of heart. Now coming out with his sophomore album called Tune It Out, with a release show at the High Noon Saloon with Help Desk and Regular John's coming up on November 17th, Joe is in the studio to play his new album and tell us all about it. Joe Marsden, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Woo, thanks welcome. For having me. Excited to be here.
Yeah. All right, tell
us. Jay Marsden. Mm-hmm. Yep. Tell us a little bit of the backstory. Who is Jay Marsden?
Yeah, so it's just Marsden now. So we got rid of the J. Yeah, it's just rebranding there. So just Marsden. And so backstory is, yeah, I did a lot of music growing up. I've been doing it for 20 plus years. And had that band Wall of Funk, funk metal band, had Four Aspirin Morning, ska punk band. And so I've done a lot of band stuff. And throughout all of that, I really wanted to shift gears and do solo stuff. I've had a lot of music over the years that I came up with. And so kind of just came to a point where I really wanted to put out my own stuff and didn't want to deal with the whole band situation. And so that kind of spawned everything, and I put out an album, and that spurred me to want to do more. So came out with this one, been working on it hard for the last 3 years.
Wow. And
here we are.
What was the inspiration, would you say? 3 years, that's a lot of a lifetime.
3 years is a lot of a lifetime. It's a passion that I'm going to do for the rest of my life. So I know that, and that's what keeps me going.
Okay. Any certain specific inspiration behind what you just are releasing now?
I wouldn't say one particular thing necessarily, but the title track and name of the album, Tune It Out, was something that kind of culminated everything. It kind of like helped coalesce everything into one thing. Mm-hmm. And that song specifically was written in about like 2 hours, maybe. It was like one sit down. I kind of came up with everything, and it just, at that point when I came up with that concept and everything, it just kind of helped everything come together. And I was like, okay, yeah, this is kind of my touchstone for the rest of the album.
Excellent.
And talk about the art too, because the art really ties in with the songs that when people listen to the full album from front to back, it'll make sense.
Yeah. So the cover art is a smashed TV, and I did the old school TV for, yeah, depending on your age range, but I like the classic look of things, so went with the old school TV set, and that does kind of give an idea of like the message of, it's not like the core message of every single song on the album, but kind of like the idea of everything, of the oversaturation of media these days and everybody kind of getting sucked into their own digital devices, myself included.
Yeah.
Daily. So that's a big part of everything. And a lot of the songs talk about just kind of the dark and shadow side of things, and kind of overcoming that and finding the positive within that.
Marston's with us here in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. The first track on the album is called End on End. Tell us about this song here, Marston.
Yeah, so this song was definitely written during COVID, so I wouldn't say it's a COVID song. However, definitely COVID inspired. The whole like concept of end on end, it just kind of makes me think of like a car flipping end on end, like the world spinning faster and faster, and kind of how our lives got flipped end on end in that situation. So that was definitely a big inspiration. It talks about that in like a more generalistic term of different things that cause that and how we deal with that.
Okay.
The name of the new CD is called Tune It Out. We're tracking through the entire CD tonight, hopefully. Let's hear the first song right now. This is called End on End. It's Marsden live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is brand new music from Marsden. Tune It Out. That's the title track to the brand new CD that's being released next Thursday on the 17th at the High Noon Saloon. In studio with us right now is Marston. Joe, tell us about that song. It's such a powerful song with kind of a cool message to it.
Yeah, so that song, that was the one I was talking about that just kind of came together really quickly. Just using those chords I like to use similar shaped like chords and then just kind of move them up the neck, and so that uses a lot of that. It's pretty much a lot of the same chord shape just in different positions and moving around the neck, and it does this cool thing where it shifts between like a major and minor thing, so minor in the verses, major in the choruses, and then ends on sits on a major chord. So it sits on a minor chord at the beginning, at the very end it sits on a major, so it gives it that really kind of different like darker feel at the beginning, and then the tune I'm tuning it out at major happy feel at the end. So that's like a big aspect of the song.
Oh, you can feel the changes. Wow. Hey, I want to ask you the process of making this, but I know we talked a little bit before we went on air and you were saying you pretty much played all the instruments on this.
Yeah, I did everything
except
the drums.
Tell us all about this. Wow.
Yeah, so I was talking with some friends just yesterday about this. So the way I write music a lot of times is I come up with kind of the very core of the song. Yeah. So I need to feel like the whole process of the song beginning to end makes sense. And that's with like maybe a hook melody, maybe chorus lyrics, maybe some verse lyrics, or just a concept of like what it could be. But the structure of it is mostly fleshed out on guitar only, and then from there I'll just make sure that's solid before I want to spend more time on it, because I just don't want to waste time digging too deep on it. So I just kind of pick things that all fit together well, and then I start just going at it and chiseling away and adding layers and figuring things out. So normally it's there, get the lyrics figured out, maybe they don't come together till the very end, but drums can come in, get the drums in, get the bass in, get the electric guitars, get everything demoed out, and then start going in on the studio and making things happen.
And you played all the instruments yourself except for drums, is that true?
Correct.
That is incredible.
And you also said you had this mixed by a guy you'd worked with before, but who's out of his home, because we were talking about, you know, whether this is home or going to the studio, but this guy is out in Sauk.
Yeah, his name's Lee Petz with Playbrain Audio. Been a longtime friend of mine. We both went to MMI together, Madison Media Institute, and so that's how we met, and we've worked together on several other of my projects in the past. He kind of stepped aside for a bit and came back, and he's just really upped his game and has made this album really come to be what it is. So I can't thank him enough.
It sounds so good, so slick. I wanted to ask you too, where did you record everything, since so much of it is you?
Yeah, so a lot of it was done just at my home studio.
How about that?
Yeah, I have a separate room that I can record everything in, and a lot of stuff's done, you know, in the box, so I don't have to worry about being too loud at home. We did the drums at a studio. We did that at the Spaceship. Dustin Boyle.
Dustin.
Yeah. Yep,
so we all love Dustin, and that turned out great. And then I did the vocals working with Lee. We did that at his place just so I could have somebody help me do that. It's just a lot more involved. But all the guitars and bass was all done at my house, and I took extensive periods of time working on certain parts.
That's cool. Well, you can, right? Yeah.
Another cool song that we're going to play next is In the Zoo. Tell us about this song here.
So this is probably one of the oldest songs. I think I had this as a song, not fully completed lyrically, but conceptually, when I did my first album. And it didn't quite fit the feel of that, because that was a concept album. And so I just knew it really had this something special to it, and so wanted to take it into this album. I felt it fit the vibe of the whole album really well. Kind of talks about more like a anxiety sort of mental health sort of things, but not solely focusing on that, just kind of talking about overwhelm and dealing with that, and the song's just kind of very focused on that. It's kind of one of the darker songs on the album, darker, heavier songs.
Okay.
Without getting like brutally metal.
Ooh.
Brutally.
How about that? Brutally. Yeah,
it gets heavy, but not brutal.
Never knowing you to be brutal.
It gets heavy, but not brutal.
Marston is live in the Devil's Lair. This is his brand new song called In the Zoo. Marston on Max Inc. Radio.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Inc. Radio, live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This is one of Marston's instrumentals, one of two actually on the album here. The song is called Hello. Unfortunately, because of time constraints, we can't get to the whole thing, but it's awesome.
It is.
Get the CD November 17th at the High Noon Saloon. Rocker, what do you got cooking over there, Ben?
I'm thinking nothing but good thoughts, Jimmy. Marston, coming up.
You got to release that.
Well, it was that music was inspiring some good thoughts.
Very
okay,
nice, yeah,
lovely.
I have them once in a while. Marston release show Thursday, November 17th. It's coming up at the High Noon Saloon with Help Desk and the Regular Johns, which is a Queens of the Stone Age tribute band. Tell us a little bit about the show, what people can expect. It's your release show for Tune It Out.
Yeah,
very excited for it. It's this coming week, so make sure you get tickets ahead of time. They go up day of, and it's going to be a sick show. We're going to do the album front to back. Help Desk, I love those guys. They're super fun, yeah, upbeat, funny.
Yeah.
I'm a big Queens of Stone Age fan, and the reason I got them on the show is because I went and saw them perform at the Majestic for a tribute night, and I was just blown away by them.
Nice.
So I pretty much asked them to do the show that evening and met the guys. And I actually ran into a couple of them last night for my birthday outing, and we were all having a good time drinking, playing games at IO Arcade.
So nice.
Oh, nice. Wait, yeah. It's your birthday?
Yesterday was my
birthday.
Oh,
happy
yeah.
birthday.
Yeah,
no,
thank you.
Oh, my gosh. He's spending his birthday day after with us.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
we get the birthday hangover.
Yes, I was very hungover this morning.
And what's your favorite video game?
Favorite video game? That's going to be hard. So it's not at that bar, but my favorite video game, I'm a big Legend of Zelda fan. So.
Oh, yeah, fun. Yeah. Speaking of videos, you have been kind of teasing the album and the show and everything by putting out a video here and maybe a little bit here. What can you tell us about making these music videos?
Yeah, so my good friend Jeremy Gaylor came up to me and said, hey, I want to do some work with you. And
that's
so
nice.
So yeah, it was really nice, and we were able to work together and develop a lot of stuff, and we've done several other things. So he did like the Maximus stuff many years ago, so we've worked together on a lot of different projects. And so the first video we did was for the first song, End on End. It was out at my family's barn. So my parents are moving soon. It's a really old barn. I thought it was just a really, really cool setting for like End on End, this kind of like daytime dreamy thing, but in this old decrepit building, and just kind of like seemed to match up with everything on the song really well and the vibe. And then for the second track, Tune It Out, we did, it's a just definitely darker, harder hitting song. Mm-hmm. And so we brought in a bunch of TVs and did a distribution thing with a bunch of static looping that Jeremy did. And we set up the whole band and did a whole big band performance in a warehouse in the back of the Crucible. So
nice. Wow. Yeah.
Is that using CRTs?
I did use one CRT, but I couldn't find an. I didn't want to spend a bunch of money to recycle a bunch of CRTs I got for free. So,
right?
So I borrowed a bunch. I borrowed a bunch from work, and they were able to kindly let me take some for the weekend. And so we just borrowed a bunch of gear and pieced a bunch of things together, distributed to all of them, and did this really cool setup that you'll see coming out this week.
Oh, that one's not out yet.
Yeah, that one's coming out very soon, so I've been teasing it.
There is the tease, definitely.
Yeah. Marston is live in studio with us. The CD release show is coming up next Thursday on the 17th. Let's rip through a couple songs here. Obvious is coming up in just a couple of minutes. I really like the song Pocket, but right now, Running in the Dark. This is probably my favorite in the middle part of the CD here. Marston, tell me about this song. Give me your elevator pitch in 20 seconds.
Yeah, so this song is very much on the nose with the title. It took me the longest to write lyrically. I came up with so many different iterations, and I finally got to this point where I felt it was like really culminating on everything about the song. So it's an upbeat song with darker lyrics and talks about, you know, how we all kind of experience just uncertainty and running around the dark, and it's kind of just about just continuing to run regardless of kind of having shadows around you.
Nothing more stressful than running in the dark, that's for sure. Brand new music here from Marston, live in the Devil's Lair. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Brand new music there from Marston. I like that song. The song is called Pocket. Oh dear. Hold on. We're not ready for that one yet. You're not ready for that yet. Okay, so Marsden, we heard Pocket. Before that, we heard Obvious. We're up against the clock here, Rocker.
Marsden, who's playing with you on stage? I know you were just telling me that you're bringing back your old bassist, Lennon, from Wall of Funk. Who's all in the band?
Yeah, so Lennon, my best friend, been playing with him since I started guitar. I got the drummer that played on the album, Brett Walter from Lords of the Trident. And definitely different. He's super talented. And then newest addition, Brandon Jensen, currently plays with Mascot Theory.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So yeah, he's playing guitar.
Well, what
second guitar? So I'm playing good. Also guitar.
So. Of course you are. Yeah.
Go ahead, Terry.
Oh, I was just going to say we should kind of remind everybody about the show details, right?
Yes.
So tell us. Yes. Tell us more.
So this Thursday, the 17th, High Noon Saloon. You can get your tickets at marsdenmusic.com or their website. Show starts at 7 p.m. So doors at 6, show at 7. And it's 18 plus. So yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely come out. It's going to be a blast.
That works great for my 19-year-old self right now.
Yeah.
And
nice.
I'm on right in the middle. So I'm on by 8. It's going to be an early evening for people to get back for work the next day.
How about that? And you did mention you will have the new CD for
yes.
sale, but you're also doing some vinyl, but you won't have quite that ready
the
yet.
The vinyl's not quite ready yet.
Okay,
so I'll do another
okay.
little celebration for that. I'll have new CDs, new shirts, nice. Men's and women's styles now. So expanding.
Awesome. Ooh, and
Could
I hear some
awesome.
More music.
Joe, I can't thank you enough for your time tonight.
Yes.
The new album from Marsden, Tune It Out, is fantastic. Congratulations, my brother.
Thank you so much for having me and just supporting me throughout the years, Jimmy, Rocker, Terry. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You make it so easy because you're so cool and so bald still.
Oh, I love it.
Hey, Rocker's coming up with Maxine Kevy after 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. He has Robert Halstead coming in. Or calling
Robert.
In, rather, talking about a Sky Urchin deal.
I love Robert.
Yeah, brand new Sky Urchin.
First show in 3 years.
20 seconds, Joe. Tell us about this song.
The song's called American Dream, and I feel like it speaks for itself. So everybody just tune in and let it hit you the way it needs to hit you.
Tune in to Tune It Out. Marsden on Max Inc. Radio.